Our scripture today comes from Matthew chapter 5. Jesus is teaching the Sermon on the Mount, beginning with verse 13. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, hello, Christ Church and all of our friends joining us today. I'm so glad that you're with us for online worship. If you're on Facebook or the website, say hello to other friends in the comments section. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, send them to us. If you want to follow along with my outline, remember you can do that on the website or the church app. Well, I trust that you are finding the spiritual resources you need from your relationship with Jesus. I don't know about you, whether I need peace, direction, encouragement, love, forgiveness, or hope, I find whatever I need through my ongoing conversations with Jesus. He's the one who is with us and who helps get us through. So let's continue to stick close to Jesus and let Him continue to lead us and guide us every day. Amen? Amen. Well, we're in the fourth week of this series titled The New You. And why that title? Because the scripture says, in Christ there is a new you. A foundational truth for this series is 2 Corinthians 5:17, where Paul writes, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. If you have placed faith, if you've placed trust in Jesus Christ, you have a new identity. The old has gone. The new has come. What a remarkable promise. But are we living the dream? How many of us are leaning fully into our new identity in Christ? So, week one, we were reminded that in Christ you are an ambassador sent by God, His special representative to the people you can reach. Week two, we heard you are God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which He prepared in advance for you to do. So last week we said, you are an overcomer. Yes, in this world you will have trouble, but through Christ you can overcome the world. Next week the message is titled, Disciple. Jesus has some specific things to say about that. Today's message is titled, Salt and Light. And why are we focusing on this new identity that God has for us in Jesus Christ? Because we've said all along, when you know who you are, you'll know what to do. So our staff team shared a story a few years ago that really warmed my heart. A member of the church was driving down the road and saw a young woman distraught and crying, and so they pulled over to see if they could help. And after talking with the young woman for a little bit, this member said, I tell you what, let's go to the church. I'm sure someone there will know what to do. And so they came. And in visiting with our staff members, they came to understand that yes, this woman had been put out of her apartment by her abusive boyfriend. Well, after helping her calm down a bit and trying to listen and understand what she was saying and to discern what to do, they were able to contact DIVIS, our local domestic violence intervention service. And DIVIS said, yes, bring her here. We are equipped to help. And so they were able to help that woman get the kind of help short-term and long-term that she needed. Now, our church member didn't have that on their to-do list that day, and our staff members didn't either. But so often when God brings people our way, He helps us to know what to do in the moment as well. Remember what Jesus said in Luke 5:31 and 32, "It's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I've not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." When you know who you are, you'll know what to do. Well, this week our focus is on some powerful words that Jesus shared. He was teaching His disciples and He basically told them, "You are the salt of the earth and the light of the world." Now, Jesus was a great communicator. Hear those words, "You are the salt of the earth and the light of the world." Think of the expanse of that statement. You're not just the salt of your community and the light of your city, but you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. He's telling them, "I want you to realize who you are as my disciples, so you'll know what to do." Jesus said it this way during His Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5:13. He said, "You are the what? The salt of the earth." He said, "But if the salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet." You are the salt of the earth. Now, you may say, "Well, what does that mean? Is that good?" Well, in context, then as now, salt does some amazing things. What does salt do? Well, first of all, salt preserves. Before refrigeration was invented, salt was the major way that you preserved things. If you are a Christian, you can be a divine preserver, helping people find life, helping them guard and preserve life, helping them find life forever with God. Well, what else does salt do? Salt purifies. It cleanses. It cleans. In a very impure world, you can be an agent of purification, representing the kingdom of God and holiness and righteousness to a very impure world. What else? Salt also creates thirst, doesn't it? That's why in bars and restaurants, they often serve peanuts or chips, salsa, because they want us thirsty. And as a Christian, when you are so full of God's transforming love, you create a divine thirst in other people, where they say, "What is it about you? What do you have? Why are you so hopeful and positive, even in the midst of difficulty and pain? How do you do that? I want what you have." Salt creates thirst. What else? Salt also melts. If there's ever a snowstorm and the path is icy, what do? We throw some salt on it. And what does it do? It melts the ice. In the same way, you, with the warmth of God's love shed abroad in your own heart, can melt hard and cold hearts and soften them to hear the things of God. You can do that. Finally, what else does salt do? It heals. It heals. If you ever get into the ocean or even the Dead Sea and you've got a boo-boo on your foot or your knee, what does the salt water do? It speeds up the healing process. In the same way, you, filled with the Spirit of God, can be a healing agent in this world to people who've been hurt or are disillusioned or have been turned away from God for some reason or because something has happened. You are the salt of the earth. Jesus wants you to help others, and you are uniquely equipped to do it. Tell yourself, "I am the salt of the earth. I am the salt of the earth." What else are you? Jesus also said this in Matthew 5:14 and 15. You are the what? light of the world. You're the light of the world. He goes on to say, a city on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. Now, what Jesus was talking about again in context is this. In a typical Jewish home, you would use a small oil lamp at night to light the house. Once you lit the lamp from a fire source, usually outside, you brought the lamp inside and put it on a stand to light the whole room. And you didn't cover the lamp. He's saying as Christians, don't ever cover up the light. In fact, verse 16 is what he says, in the same way, because you are the light of the world, what should you do? Let your light shine before others so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. You are the salt of the earth and you are the light of the world. The world needs salt because it is impure. The world needs light because there is darkness. You are the salt of the whole earth. You are the light of the entire world. And when you know who you are, you'll know what to do. Because you're the light, you don't run from the darkness. You shine light into it. Because you are salt, you don't run from impurities. God uses you as an agent of change. That's who you are. If you're a Christian, you are a salt and light influencer. Post SNL influencer in the chat. Your life will make a difference. You are a salt and light influencer. You may say, I don't feel like it. Well, it doesn't matter what you or I feel like. That's what you are. Well, I need to learn more Bible and I need to... No. That's what you are. If you're a Christian, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. And I want to give you two motivating statements that I pray will help drive this truth deep into your hearts. And you will be the salt of the earth and you will be the light of the world. The first thing to remember is this. As the light, you're to let your light shine. We are to let it shine. As a Christian, you don't ever have to force your light to shine. Somebody looks at you and you're like, do you think you're shining? No, it looks like you've got some gastro problem. That's not it. As a Christian, because of what God has done, when you realize who Jesus is and what He has done, it's a natural overflow. And you just let His light in you shine. In fact, in Acts chapter 16, we find my favorite example of two guys who just let their salt and light living impact anyone who was close by. Their names were Paul and Silas, and they'd been transformed by Jesus. I mean, miraculously transformed. And so everywhere they went, they were telling people about Jesus, and the religious authorities didn't like what they were doing, and they said they had to stop. And so they would arrest them and beat them and arrest them and beat them again, but they simply wouldn't stop. And there's this little introductory part of that story that basically says they were stripped and they were flogged and they were put into prison and their legs were put into stocks. And when we read that, we think, whoa, man, they must have had a bad day. But no, think a bit more deeply about it. Stripped, naked, and flogged. That's what happened to Jesus. Their backs would have been torn up, feet in stocks so that you couldn't move and your muscles started to cramp up. So this is a really, really bad day. So what do you think Paul and Silas were doing after this day? Well, the scripture says in Acts 16:25, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Now, this is amazing to me. They were, because of who they were letting their light shine. They didn't have to think about it. It was just happening. As they were focusing on and praising God, His light was reflecting off of them. like the sun reflects off the moon. You know, when you see a bright moon, what is happening? Is the moon really that bright? Actually, the sun is what's bright. The moon is just reflecting the sun. And that's what you do as the light of the world. You may not be very bright on your own, but you simply reflect the sun, the S-O-N. And as you reflect Jesus, others around you say, "Wow, I see the light. It's reflecting off of you." Remember that old VBS song, "This Little Light of Mine"? This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. And then it says, remember, hide it under a bushel. No, I'm gonna let it shine. And then remember, don't let Satan blow it out. No, I'm gonna let it shine. That song reminds us there's two reasons if you're a Christian and your light's not shining. Number one, you're hiding it. You're hiding it. And I pray that if you're hiding it, that you'll take the basket off. Or number two, Satan's blowing it out. And I pray the Spirit of God would reignite the fire in your heart and you would let it shine. Let it shine. Anywhere, all of the time. I'm always blessed to see how you at Christ Church are letting your light shine, even during this COVID time. So several groups still prepare food regularly for the Day Center for the Homeless. The Hope Through Christ class still provides their monthly community breakfast. Individuals still provide food for Family Promise families seeking to avoid homelessness. You still shine your light through our partnership with Lanier Elementary. You still shine your light in ministry each week to children, youth, and adults in our community in so many ways. And we're asking God to help us to shine our light in fresh expressions of His kingdom too. As we're seeking to re-engage, reconnect with our members and friends as well as reach new people this year, we're asking God to give us fresh expressions to do it. Here's some questions. Do you have a passion or a skill or a hobby? Is there something that you already like to do? How could you and God use that passion or skill or interest to bring other people together in Christ, together around a common interest or purpose? You might enjoy pickleball, or you may be newly retired looking to meet new people, or you might enjoy walking in the park. Or you might be an online gamer interested to share Christ. We're asking God to lead us in beginning fresh expressions of His kingdom among people here in our community. Letting your already existing light shine for His glory. And that's exactly what Paul and Silas did. And here's what happened when their light was shining. Verse 26, suddenly there was such a violent earthquake. God shows up and says, I'm going to show off a bit, that the foundations of the prison were shaken. All at once, all the prison doors flew open and everybody's chains came loose. Verse 27, the jailer woke up, sleeping on the job, Mr. Jailer. And when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword. He was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. Now you may ask, why would he do that? Well, because in that day, if any prisoner escaped for any reason, the Roman jailer was publicly executed. Verse 28, but Paul shouted, don't harm yourself. Don't do that. We're all here. Amazing. Rather than try to escape from the darkness of that prison, Paul stayed. I'd have been trying to get out of there. But Paul realized that when you're shining the light, you don't run from the darkness, you shine into it. Too many times we're tempted to run from darkness rather than shine into it. Paul and Silas showed incredible love and compassion for that jailer. That's salt and light. And you can too as you let the Holy Spirit lead and guide you when you encounter darkness. Yes, there's darkness in dealing with some things, yet you shine light into the darkness. Oh, but there's impurity. Yes, but you are a salt and light change agent working to bring people to the love and goodness of God. That's what you are. A second thing I hope encourages you is this. Your salt and light living changes lives. That's what it does. Post changes lives in the chat. That's exactly what happened in Acts 16. Paul and Silas had love and compassion for the jailer. They said, "We're still here." Acts 16:29 says, "The jailer called for lights, rushed in and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked the most powerful and most complimentary question anyone could ever ask. Basically, I've seen your life, I've seen your faith, I've seen your love. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? I want what you have. You've created a thirst. I've seen you worship when you shouldn't have been worshiping. I've heard you preach when you were told to stop. I've seen you, I've seen your God act in your lives. Now I want that. What must I do to have that, to have what you have?" Verse 31, they replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household. Call upon His name and you'll become a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. You'll be an ambassador for Christ. You'll become God's masterpiece created in Christ Jesus for good works. You'll be an overcomer. You will become the salt of the earth and the light of the world. When you call on Him, you'll never be the same." In my 32 years of pastoral ministry, I've seen that transformation happen in hundreds of lives. I see it reflected in hundreds of your lives every week. You don't run from the darkness, you shine into it. You don't shy away from messy situations, you step in to help purify and heal. And if you're not doing that yet, you can. You are in the right place. You are part of the right group, the right church. Remember this, because of who He is and what Jesus has done and is doing, in Christ, you are a salt and light influencer, making a difference in the world. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. That's who you are. That's how Jesus sees you. And when you know who you are, you'll know what to do. Let's pray about that. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, Almighty God, gracious Lord, I pray for every believer online today that Your Spirit would seal this truth in their heart so they would be salt and light in their world. Lord, help us think of people we know, that we know and love, that don't know the freedom and power and grace available to them through the risen Christ. Bring their names in front of our minds. And now, God, we pray for these people, and we acknowledge that You love them even more than we do. As much as we want them to know You, You want it even more. And so, God, we ask for miracles, miracles of transformation, just like You did with that jailer and his family, just like You've done in us. Lord, make Your Spirit known to them and use us as salt and light in their lives. Give us wisdom and insight, Lord. And when they do respond to Your love and grace, we'll give You all the thanks and the praise and the glory. We love You, Lord Jesus. We thank You for what You're doing in us, enabling us to be salt and light to the whole world. It's in Jesus' name we've prayed, and everyone said, amen, amen. Well, hey, if you want to visit with me about the message, I would love to hear from you. Get a hold of me. Let's talk. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, again, send them to us. We want to hear from you so we can pray. Use the app, go to the website. Thank you for your generosity as well. Your ongoing gifts are helping us reach out our community and our world for Jesus and His kingdom. You can go online, use the app or the website anytime. Be sure to take advantage of our discipleship opportunities. Find all the information you need on our website, cumctulsa.com. Remember this, in Christ, there is a new you. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. And when you know who you are, you know what to do. For now, who do you know that needs to know about this life-changing salt and light power in Jesus Christ?
Like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty.
Hi, I'm Priscilla Shire, and I'm inviting you to join me for a six-week journey as we discover how to position ourselves and prepare ourselves to hear the voice of God.
Listen, when Jesus passes by, stop asking Him to fix the symptoms of your problem. When Jesus passes by, when the manifest presence of God is available to you, don't necessarily ask Him to fix your marriage, to heal your body, to take care of your children. All of that's valid. But if you say, Lord, I need to hear your voice. I need your power. I need your presence. All of the other stuff will take care of itself.
You know, oftentimes when we're expecting and wanting to hear the voice of God, we're waiting on Him to do His part, when it could be that He's waiting on us to do our part. I mean, think about Moses in the desert of Oreb. In Exodus chapter 3, it says that the bush was burning, and God waited until Moses turned aside to look, and it was then that He spoke to him. Could it be that God is just waiting on us to turn aside and look, to prepare ourselves, to position ourselves so that we can hear His voice? Listen, there's nothing wrong with the communication device. There's everything wrong with the receiving devices. There's noise in our broadcast signal, and we've got to get it together so that we can hear God's voice. He speaks to me is about preparing ourselves, positioning ourselves to hear the voice of our Savior.
You know, not to brag about my finances or anything, but my credit card company calls me every day to tell me I have an outstanding balance. That could be a problem. In March, First Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. We'll have a meal at 5:30 p.m., make Lenten blessing bags to hand out to people in need, and wrap up with a beautiful Ash Wednesday service at 6:30 p.m. Check out the article in the newsletter to see how you can help.
Our women's ministry has chosen He Speaks to Me by Priscilla Shire for the spring Bible study. Classes are offered Tuesday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. and Thursday mornings from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. beginning the week of March 1st. Books can be purchased for $17 and you can sign up at the Welcome Center.
Join Pastor Jim and others on Sunday, February 27th at 2 p.m. for an afternoon movie matinee. The Girl Who Believed in Miracles is about Sarah Hopkins, who is willing to take God at His word. When she hears a preacher say faith can move mountains, she starts praying. What begins with healings by Sarah ends up with her needing a miracle from God.
You can find all this information and more on our website, cumctulsa.com.